Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
That's the kind of music I like. A little more upbeat, a little happier. We're trying to get the high vibrational energy going in the studio. It's Primetime 99 filling in for the king himself, Alex Jones. I'm doing my best, but obviously I'm no AJ. Maybe one day, but with all that being said, I have a very lovely guest, one of the most lovely men. I don't know. Can I say that? Is that homosexual? I don't know. To call you a lovely man, you are a lovely man. If that's homosexual, then I'm gay, and that's okay. The one, the only, Dr. Ben Tapper, my friend Ben. Welcome to InfoWars. I don't know if you've ever been on the program, but I know some of the work that Ben has done with exposing the vaccine and just exposing, you know, all of this pseudoscience that Big Pharma and the medical industrial complex uses against us. You call that out. You've been censored like crazy. So I just want to say, not just as a personal friend, welcome to the show and thank you for all the work that you're doing exposing all this.
Well, Primetime 99, thanks for having me on InfoWars, my friend. I was a little taken back to see that you're hosting this InfoWars today, man. I'm so glad to be and honored to be on this show with you, my friend.
Okay, we don't have to kiss each other's butt, but no, it's great. Okay, yeah, Alex is, it's really a pleasure him giving me the keys to the castle temporarily. But okay, so for the people playing at home, the reason why you're like, oh, why do you have Ben on? Well, Ben, we only got about 3 minutes to the break-ins, and I want to get into it. For me, when Ben told me this theory, and Ben has been staunchly anti-vax, his dad was a doctor and he was against the vaccine. So these people have been awake to this when all of us were still getting our MMR vaccine and our measles, mumps, rubella, whatever. We were all getting our polio vaccine while his family was smart. But Ben had a theory that the reason why there was an increase in all of the gender dysphoria in young children is because when we give kids or babies vaccines, these vaccines are cultured on what is called aborted fetal cells. And there's multiple lines of these aborted fetal cells. There's a male line and there's a female line. So what Ben theorizes, and correct me if I'm wrong, that when we're giving these epigenetics, we're giving them basically a different DNA strand of a female into a developing male, that this, because the brain is in such a fast maturation, that this has some sort of long-lasting effects, maybe later on in life causing the gender dysphoria. Now, did I say that theory correctly? Please correct me.
Yeah, I mean, for the most part. So just to give you a rundown of what I am talking about, you know, again, this is just my my two cents here, and by putting things together, connecting the dots, I'm not saying, oh, this is a hard fact, but this is my theory here. But you know, the nervous system out of the womb, the nervous system is developing at a rapid rate. We call that neurosynaptogenesis. Okay, the nervous system doubles in size that first year of life, and so neurons are firing, developing neural pathways are developing. And if you look at the CDC, they are actually taking away milestones like crawling, which is criminal in itself, but I digress. But during the nervous system's development, I mean, we implemented how many vaccines the first year of life? But we have, we have aborted fetal cell tissue in these vaccines. And if anyone's skeptical of that, they can go to my Telegram, Dr. Ben Tapper, or even on Gab, and search those links I just posted, or watch Stanley Plotkin's deposition. And he talks about all the different abortal cell tissue in these vaccines. But when we vaccinate, you know, we do have this, the cell line tissues, for instance, like WI-38, which Winsor Institute 38, which is a cell line from a female lung from a three-month-old gestational female fetus. Now, if we inject that cell line into our developmental nervous system during exuberant neurosynaptogenesis, the question that I ask or pose is, what kind of epigenetic influence do these cell lines have on a developing nervous system? And so that's basically the question I raise here, because it is a very valid question. We have these grown men, and I think that homosexuality has been around forever, but this is different. We have grown men who think, I am a woman, I felt like I've been a woman my whole life, and it's something that's different than homosexuality. This is where there's like this gender confusion and this gender dysphoria, and that's why they're trying to gray the lines between men and women here, and like, what's a woman? And really, science is observational, and it's what we can observe. You know, if you came out with, you know, genitalia that fits the male, well, you are a male. But things are, they're gray in the areas now in the lines between man and woman, and I heavily believe it is due to these vaccinations. And a lot of people think that it might be the estrogen or the phytoestrogen in our food.
Dr. Tapper, you're going to have to end that. We're going to have to get that on the other side of the break. Sorry to cut you off. Keep your thought.
It's the fourth coin that we've released in the last year, and I believe the most powerful, the man in the arena coin, Teddy Roosevelt. Citizen of a republic, the man in the arena. There's only 10,000 of this coin in existence in the world. It will never be made again. It's not just an amazing historic coin. It funds the information war against the globalists. This is something you want to hand down to your grandchildren. This is something you want to own. And as a fundraiser, it is funding the information war against the globalists. Ladies and gentlemen, 10,000 coins are available. They'll sell out very quickly. Please be part of history. And thank you all for your support. You can go to 1776coin.com or you can go to PatriotCollectibles.com and secure this coin. There's only 10,000 of this coin in existence, and it funds the info war. Man in the Arena coin, Teddy Roosevelt, 1776coin.com.
Just a quick break. You know, we've got to pay some bills here. If you guys want to support the info war, make sure to go to InfoWarsStore.com. Because you know what? We need it. We are in a culture war. We're in an info war. We're in an actual war in the Ukraine. So we got to do what we can to survive, and we got to do what we can to keep the lights on. So if you guys support us, you're supporting independent media. It's not lining some, you know, pockets, some fat cat banker that doesn't care about you. You're actually helping people that want to help you back. And we have a great line of products that are not going to only make you feel better, but they're going to make you perform better. They're going to make you look better. They're just going to give you an overall improvement in your life. But you have to take the first step of self-improvement and be motivated to make yourself a better human being. But we have the products that can help you do that. Okay, with all that being said, my man, Dr. Ben Tapper, a good friend of mine, I'm so lucky to call you a friend. And on the other side before we broke, you were talking about gay versus the gender dysphoria, because obviously this isn't just gay men. I mean, these are people that are actually getting vasectomies. I mean, these are children that are getting hysterectomies under 9 years old. I mean, for me, I don't mean this with any disrespect, because the people that go, oh, Alex, you're a transphobe, but I don't know a bigger mental health issue than to seriously go into a doctor and say, hey, I want you to cut off my penis. I mean, I'm serious. I mean, Ben, doesn't get more obscene than, even if you think you're a woman, how do you think cutting it off, that, how are you so disconnected with the reality that you're actually going to turn it into a quote-unquote female vagina?
Well, you know, this is something that is heartbreaking. We're seeing children, you know, that are being heavily, I would say, influenced by the parents as well. The parents, you know, they say, well, my son said he's a girl, and, you know, and they keep, you know, how do you say it, encouraging that type of behavior and that type of thought. So I think there's that as well. Now these boys that might grow up in a, that have parents that are pushing this, they might regret their decision. And, you know, what do they do now? They already had the hormone replacement therapies at an early age. And I think that's child abuse. I really do. And I think that, and that might be going on in some level too, but you know, it's really heartbreaking to see that. And it's really heartbreaking to see our society welcoming this behavior as if it's normal. I mean, this is it's a mental, I argue that it's more than just a mental health issue. There's a physiological explanation for, I think, why this is occurring, and it's due to the epigenetic responses from the cell line tissues in these vaccines.
And Dr. Tapper, give us just a little quick definition. What is the definition of epigenetics for the people that I'm playing at home that don't quite understand, you know, what's the simple definition of it?
So basically, your body adapts its physiology to meet the load it's under. So that's a great example. If I were to give you, let's say, a heart cell, and I place that heart cell in the pancreas, that heart cell is going to have epigenetic influences of the pancreas and start acting like a pancreatic cell. So the same thing is, if we inject into these, let's say a newborn, we have a male newborn, and I believe I sent a picture, I don't know if you guys have it or not, but if I sent
some graphics, sorry, go ahead.
If I break the skin with a needle, okay, you know, basically what happens is we get an immune response, an inflammatory response. And the CDC and the ACIP and everybody else say that's a normal variant. That's a normal response. And, you know, you might have some inflammation on the injection site, and that's normal. But what happens, we have, when we have inflammation, we know that we have immunoglobulin E that is released. It's an antibody, but it's not the antibody they're looking for. They're looking for a variant or a titer of a form of what we call immunoglobulin M. But what happens the first 2 weeks is that we have an immunoglobulin E inflammatory response inside the body. That means histamine is released in the body. And the most dangerous thing about histamine is that it allows the blood-brain barrier to be permeable. Okay, and I used to argue that the blood-brain barrier is not developed till about 6 months after you're born. But, you know, that's beside the point. If we have any inflammation whatsoever, that allows histamine to open the blood-brain barrier, allowing these junk ingredients like MSG, formaldehyde, aluminum adjuvants, and these fetal cell lines to enter into the nervous system, which controls everything. It controls every cell, every tissue, every organ in the body. It is the master control center. So why would you even want to tamper with that? And that's why I say vaccinations, all vaccinations, go against basically the way God made the immune system, the way he made the body. The immune system is fully capable of handling more diseases and healing more diseases than our government has permitted us to believe. And we need to trust the system. The body is definitely capable. It doesn't need help. It just needs no interference.
Yeah, and they say correlation doesn't necessarily equal causation, but when you look at Vaxxed, Del Bigtree's, you know, one of his monumental documentary got kicked out of Sundance, or, you know, that, or I forget which film festival, that's what, you know, I originally watched, and they even talk about the schedule of the MMR vaccine, the measles, mumps, rubella, wouldn't give autism, or there'd be, you know, very low cases of autism occurring if they did the vaccine separately, but they still recommended doing it together at supposedly too young of an age. So we're not just talking about the gender dysphoria. What about the autism in young kids caused by the vaccine? I mean, when the rates are alarming.
Right, and that's the thing. You know, these bumper sticker slogans that, you know, vaccines will cause autism. The science is settled. You know, their causation is not, or correlation is not causation. These are all bumper sticker slogans, and it's not science. Science is having a dialogue, and science is observational. And, you know, I'm a parent of four beautiful children, thank the Lord. And, you know, there's an intuition, a parent's intuition, and there's a mother's intuition. And when doctors are saying that there's no mother's intuition, that's not science. I mean, a mom knows when something's wrong with her child. When a mom has a normal child, they go in and vaccinate with the MMR, and all of a sudden, bam, they have autism. And the doctor's like, oh, they were genetically predisposed to that, or they were genetically inclined to have autism. There's no correlation there. It's absolutely criminal, and we need to have William Thompson, who was a head researcher. You mentioned the Vax documentaries, and that was all about William Thompson, who was a head scientist, researcher for the CDC, who came out as a whistleblower and talking about how they're doctoring and tailoring studies for desired outcomes and trying to hide the fact that the MMR was causing autism in the black community. I mean, Black Lives Matter, right? Well, what about that? Well, let's get the information out there and talk about how they're targeting black children. And, you know, that's a real thing. And, you know, and if you look at the vaccine courts, I always talk about the vaccine courts, all the cases that they awarded in the vaccine court systems is that they might have encephalitis on there, and they're not allowed to talk about autism. They don't mention the word. And I always raise the question, well, how many of these kids that have encephalitis also get the diagnosis of autism? See, autism is just a word. But if you break down the word encephalitis, you can talk about, well, it's inflammation in the brain. But autism is just a word, and that's why I don't like naming symptomatology, because the big pharma creates an entity out of it, and then they monopolize on it. But going back to the bumper sticker slogan, science is having a dialogue. Science is observational. And when a parent witnesses their child, you know, develop autism after a vaccination, that's observational science right there. And I hate to say it, but they trusted the doctors, and we're gaslighting these poor parents, and it's a real thing. And it's evil.
No, and they really want you to just, you know, disregard any observational science. And I really love that adjective, because I think that's what, like, as human beings that aren't medically trained, I mean, we can just observe with our eyes and then make that decision with our intuition. And I think we should go with our gut more, because that is our second brain. But back to the autism thing, too. And this is, like I said, I don't want to get hated on as a transphobe or bigot. Of course, they call us all that. But, you know, they even say that a lot of the occurrences of the people with gender dysphoria or the people that are transitioned, that they suffer from some sort of form of autism. So could this all be connected? I mean, seriously, I mean, could it all be? And I know we're just theorizing this for the people playing at home. This is InfoWars. We talk about conspiratorial stuff, and I know right now you and I are just pure, this is just purely speculation for the people playing at home. But I'm into the observational science and what I can see, what I can observe. It almost sounds like it makes sense that there could be some correlation with the autism. We got a minute till we break, but kind of explain, do you think there's a connection with the autism and the gender dysphoria, and then all being caused by possibly vaccines from aborted fetal cells or chemicals that we don't necessarily need?
Well, there was a physician that talked about how he studied the correlation between a fetal cell line tissue and autism. So I do think that there's some correlation there. I mean, it's a neurological issue. So autism is a neurological issue. They're trying to blame it on genes, and that's why I think that they're trying to get vaccinations in utero so the baby comes out and says, hey, he was born with it. And it's a congenital thing. It's a genetic defect. It's not epigenetic. Epigenetic means that there's a cause. There's a toxicity or deficiency that's causing the issue. Genetic issues like cystic fibrosis or Down syndrome are blamed on genes. But I believe autism is an epigenetic issue, and I do think that there might be a correlation there with the gender dysphoria. I'm not going to say that it's not, but in some cases, I absolutely think it would be a correlation.
Wow. All right. Well, we're about to take a break, and on the other side of the break, we're going to talk about that in utero vaccination. Can you imagine that? These people are sick. They want to stick a needle in every single part of your body, even inside of a woman's vagina. They don't even care. No holds bars for these people. They'll vaccinate you anywhere. All right.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that? But the common person can. So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCN Tax Cut. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world, and that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Are you watching your retirement savings melt away right in front of your eyes as the economy crumbles? Well, if you have an IRA, 401k, or similar account, I need to tell you about a better way that was revealed by a Wall Street Journal best-selling book. Simply put, you can opt out of the insanity and convert your existing retirement account into the most stable physical asset in history, physical gold and silver. Plus, this conversion might qualify you for an IRS loophole that could save you even more. Today, Advantage Gold is giving away a completely free audiobook version of the national bestseller, Gold is a Better Way. Just text the word better to 48542 to get your copy. That's B-E-T-T-E-R to 48542. By the time you drive home, this simple step may save the future value of your retirement. It's not too late if you're not prepared. You can take action now and claim a free copy. Text the word better to 48542. That's B-E-T-T-E-R to 48542. Message and data rates may apply.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
This is some fighting music, Ben. I got this music, now I want to go punch somebody in the face, you know? I'm on the grind all the time, and they got it jamming like that. They got the classic rock. I hear the drums pounding, I want to pound somebody's face. I'm kidding. I am anti-conflict. We don't want to be punching anybody. That's bad. That's barbaric. I'm not a barbarian, even though I am a barbarian. Speaking of barbarians, okay, real quick, we were talking about serious stuff, and we're talking about speculation, but Ben and I, we recently met, and the reason why I remember I found Ben is you had gone viral at the beginning of the pandemic speaking at public meetings about, you know, the protocols and, you know, the vaccine, yada, 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 you know, basically just obvious bill for anybody paying attention. And that's how I found you, but then ended up, you and I ended up speaking at an event, and there's only so many subjects we can speak
on. We became best friends.
Yeah, we did. We became best friends, you know, it's like, it's insane. But one of the things, and this is the people who are, again, once again, guys, tinfoil hat time, what do you think about old, and I love this, and I'm not talking about, even though it's football season, I'm not talking about the New York Giants. What do you think about those old guys called Nephilim? You know, what do you think about that, Dr. Tapper? Because I know you're a big Christian. I know you're a big Bible believer, and we don't have to get too hairy because I know you're a professional doctor, and I know this is a very popular show, so you might not want to say anything too conspiratorial. But I do believe this. For the people playing at home, I believe that at one point there was huge human beings here. I know they're going to say, "Oh, what are you talking about?" And yeah, right. I just don't believe our story of our origin is correct. But okay, so tell me, you know, without going too hairy, because I do want to get back into the sudden adult death syndrome, and I want to get back into the public meetings, but I would be mad at myself if I didn't talk about what's the deal with giants, Dr. Tapper.
There are giant mounds all over the United States. There are giant bones, and they all lead to the Smithsonian. And I believe that all secrets lead to Rome as well. You know, but, you know, there's just a lot. I believe in the Bible. I believe the Bible to be true. I mean, Goliath was a giant. He didn't have acromegaly or giantism. I mean, if you look at acromegaly and giantism, you know, they can barely even move around. But Goliath was a giant champion of war. And his armor weighed, 100-something pounds? The head of his spear was 15 pounds? I mean, that's crazy. I can barely throw a 15-pound bowling ball 15 miles an hour down and have to roll the darn thing. And that was the head of his javelin. His spear was 15 pounds. You know, and if you look at the Roman cubit, it's from the elbow to the index finger, and that's about 18 or 19 inches, I believe. And the Bible says he was 6.5 cubits, I believe, and that pegs him, I think, 9 to 11 feet tall. I mean, look at John Middleton. It's in England, and he died in 1623, and his tombstone stated that he was 9 feet 3 inches tall. I mean, look at that, John Middleton. But we hear that Robert Wadlow was the tallest man at 8'1" or 8'3". I mean, John Milton was also like the sheriff's right-hand man in England. And there's documentation to prove that. So I believe that, you know, we are not being told the whole story on the vaccine issue and Big Pharma. They're censoring things. And that's why I say this whole thing is a spiritual battle. I think that this whole thing is spiritual and psychological warfare. I believe the whole vaccine is, they painted the, you know, this vaccine as this golden calf. I mean, if you look at the ACIP for the CDC, you know, in the vaccine summit of 2019, they had all the talking heads, and they said, you know, they took out "in vaccines we," or I'm sorry, "in God we trust," and they put "in vaccines we trust." And then El Salvador, they covered Jesus, the statue, and they said vaccine saves. And that's why I said this whole thing is a spiritual warfare and spiritual psychological warfare. But, you know, and I love the giants. I love talking about it because the Bible says no one's going to enter heaven unless they have a childlike faith. And the giants, for me, like, it almost gives me that, like, childlike faith, like this awe and wonder of giants, you know. And
sorry to cut you off, but I also do believe, too, it's like, I believe that there's probably these huge giants, and this is just me speculating, and they say that these angels came down, and I believe they, you know, had sex with the giants, and that's kind of how we got here. And it does feel like we are the autistic offspring of something great, you know what I mean? Like, because what it separates us from a monkey, from a human, I know there's a lot, I don't believe we evolved from pond scum, but I'm saying we're not that far from a monkey at the same time, you know?
Right. Dude, right, that's exactly right. And so I'm a big I love Institute of Creation Research. I'm going to give them a plug. They're some of the most brilliant minded people of our time. Okay, and I get their catalogs, you know, and I love the articles that they put out, and you know, there is no you know, evolution is taught in schools. It's indoctrinated in our school system that if it's sound science, again, it's not sound science. We're not teaching our children sound science. Sound science is observation. We need to humble ourselves and then realize it's all observational. And, you know, I love, too, like this. There's the plant hopper nymph. I don't know if you've heard of that bug, but it's a really fascinating bug. I'm just going to zoom in, right? That's on my Instagram. But there's a bug there. But, you know, we know if we looked at gears, you'd say, oh, that's been created, that's been designed by man. Well, if you look at the pelvis of this bug, the plant hopper nymph, that's the pelvis of a plant hopper nymph, and you would say, well, those are gears, those are created and designed. Do you think that happened by accident? I mean, what is the mathematical probability of that being just happened by chance? I mean, there's an intelligent design in all of us. There's an innate intelligence inside all living matter. And, you know, and that's that innate intelligence inside the body, telling our hearts to beat, our lungs to breathe, our cells to communicate. And in my profession, our goal is to optimize that as much as we can. And that's the key to health. I mean, the whole innate intelligence is what does the healing. That's why I think vaccinations and all this psychotropics, it's just unnecessary. I mean, give the body what it needs and it can be well. I mean, if we eat well, move well, think well, pray well, relate well, we can be well. And I'm a firm believer that your body's ability to overcome disease and like corona and all this other garbage is far greater than Fauci and our government has permitted us to believe, and we just need to trust that system. God made our body intelligent. If we give the body what it needs, it can be well, and that's what it's all about.
Yeah, and I really like that because, you know, this is what they do. This is the trauma-based mind control or the psychological operation that they have on young kids, is that they get them in there and they say, oh, well, the Big Bang happened. Everything came from nothing. You're just a cosmic accident. Your decisions don't matter. There's no, moral responsibility for your actions whatsoever. And that creates some sort of atheistic mindset where everybody just cares about themselves and everybody cares about consumerism and material things, all this stuff that doesn't actually fill our soul or make our soul, you know, even better. As a matter of fact, I believe it's just more toxic for our soul. And that's the thing people don't want to realize, is that you are a special being. Like, you are a soul that happens to have a thumb. You're not a thumb that happens to have a soul. So there is something special, and I know different people have different creators and different people that they worship, but I think if we can at least just come, and this is, you know, not easy, but if we could just somehow change the mindset of a lot of these atheistic people that to realize that, hey, this isn't an accident. The fact that at one point you had 8,000 grandparents that had to have sex at that exact time for you to be here, you've won the life lottery. But instead, they make people feel guilty, and they make people feel, you know, basically depressed for even existing, and I think that's one of the biggest problems. So we only got a minute left, and I know that we talked about all this stuff, but real quick, with the last 50 seconds, the sudden adult death syndrome, you see now they got myocarditis commercials for children at New York hospitals. Is the elephant in the room ever going to be addressed, in your opinion, Dr. Tapper?
Well, just with a big pharma track record and the power at B here, they are censoring a lot of this information. So it might get out on alternative news sites like this, but making the mainstream news, it might make it for a second. But this information is being censored, and it's being, you know, they're trying to normalize this. And, you know, healthy people don't have heart attacks. And that's the truth of the matter.
Yeah, you nailed it. All right, guys, everybody go follow my friend, Dr. Ben Tapper. He's on Instagram, thetimeisnow.movie. Ben, it's always a pleasure to talk to you, and you know, keep speculating, keep grinding and shining, and don't let the Smithsonian's hide the Smithsonian hide any more giant bones there.
The best-selling book in America last week was The Great Reset and the War for the World, written by Alex Jones. Jones sold more than 56,000 copies of his book last week. But the New York Times lied about that because the New York Times doesn't want you to know that. The New York Times wants you to believe that Alex Jones is more discredited than the New York Times, the paper that started the Iraq War by lying about weapons of mass destruction and got a million people killed. So they lied about his book.
The Great Reset and the War for the World, the historic book that lays out the plans of the Great Reset Death Star and exposes the New World Order's plans for global enslavement. Get your copy now at Amazon.com to keep the book at number one and InfoWarsStore.com to help keep InfoWars on the air. The Great Reset and the War for the World by Alex Jones. Now number one in the world.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Alex.com Frontline Report. It's Alex Jones.
This whole domestic violent extremist tag, I know it's a political thing, and people say, well, it's a statistical thing, they're just jitting the statistics. But in this case, you've shown a real group and its leaders and its founders were smeared by the FBI by this label, even though the evidence showed they weren't a threat at all. Tell us what you found.
Yeah. Well, yeah, not once, but twice. I mean, they checked this guy out a couple years ago. Fine. He's an American veteran serving his community, loves his country. Like I said, served his country, and then some woke analyst at the FBI decides, oh, wait a minute, this guy, he flies the American flag, he owns a gun, he voted for Trump, or whatever basis they come up with that fits the Joe Biden narrative that half the country are, quote, extremists, and they investigate him again. And it's part of this pattern we're now seeing, John, where a number of FBI agents have come to us as whistleblowers talking about the pressure to juice the numbers and catalog and create and have all these, quote, domestic violent extremism cases. That is a concern, particularly when you do it in the broader context of in what we've seen from the FBI and the Justice Department over the last 6 years.
You just watched or listened to a clip of Republican Congressman Jim Jordan exposing what we already knew was going on behind the scenes, but now they have all these whistleblowers coming forward confirming that the FBI was ordered to put out fake statistics and claim the number one threat in America is white supremacy. White supremacy is super rare. It's still terrible when it happens, and we've been warning of it months before that they would have wind-up provocateur-type Manchurian candidates attack black grocery stores, and you indeed saw exactly what then happened specifically. So I've been studying the enemy and their pre-programming. So it is a threat, but it's one of the lowest threats out there. Why are they hyping this up? Well, they put out statistics that white supremacy is the number one crime in America by counting, or the number one hate crime in America, by counting all white crime, whether it's white on black, white on Hispanic, white on Asian, all crime as a hate crime if a white person did it. Statistically, whites commit some of the lowest levels of crimes, but by saying it's the highest level hate crime, by counting all white crime as a hate crime, they have lied to the public. But the whistleblower goes into more detail how they were basically told to falsify these investigations to create this giant fear, to not say China or MS-13 or radical Islam is the outside threat that the deep state uses for control domestically, even though those outside threats are real, to take away our liberties, like the Patriot Act. Now they're directly moving it from radical Islam and China and Russia to the American people. And the best analogy has been used by Owen Schroyer when he describes that moment in Indiana Jones, Raiders of the Lost Ark, where he's about to get the idol and put the bag of sand that weighs the same amount right on it, and then hope it doesn't trigger the collapse and the booby traps. And that's what they're doing. They're moving radical Islam and all the rest of it. They've taken our liberties away, supposedly fighting, and then putting the American people are the terrorists. The American people are the enemy. And they do this over and over and over again. It's so incredibly dangerous. But I've said many times, it's going to be the whistleblowers in every aspect, in corporate America and in government and in the ecclesiastical system and in education, coming forward and talking about how this is premeditated lies, whether it's the fake global warming or whether it's, you know, all these agendas, that's going to bring this down. So I salute the good FBI agents and Justice Department people that have been going public. And I salute the listeners and viewers of this broadcast that have kept this vanguard of liberty at the forefront. So I want to thank you all. Alex Stein doing a great job today, is about to take over in a moment. I'm here in Connecticut for their show trials. We're posting a lot of exclusive information where I'm standing up against this tyranny to ban our video. If you want to separately learn about that, I have refused under orders, which never before happened in U.S. history, for a judge to tell somebody you must say you're guilty. I refuse to lie. I refuse to do that. So suddenly, they're not wanting me to testify now. They wanted to test the waters and just see if I would get up on the stand and say I'm guilty of all the things they've said when I'm not. It's absolutely incredible, but we're here. Who knows? They'll still have me testify. They wanted me last week, and they said, now we don't want you. And then they said, we want you this week, and now they sent me away from the courthouse. And they said, we may call you back. So I'm just sitting here in beautiful Connecticut. Man, this place is gorgeous. And run to a lot of fans and great people here. So we're going to get back to Alex Stein. But understand, it takes a lot of money and energy to fight the deep state Democrats in the information war. So thank you for your support. Plus, we've got great products you need. Don't wait. Don't procrastinate. We need to make these goals during Chapter 5 bankruptcy to be solvent. And we're right there on the edge of not being solvent. So I need everybody to get products you already need. Your immune system needs DNA Force Plus. Your immune system needs high-quality vitamin D3 and calcium. Your immune system needs super high-quality organic vitamin C with rose hips and zinc. All three of these formulas together are 50% off exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. I want to thank you for all your past support, 888-253-3139. Also, get while you still can. This is the last run of signed books. Thanks for your previous support. Those who got the book, if you haven't got the book, you can get an unsigned for regular price or pay more for a fundraiser book that has historic meaning and signature. And, again, that book is The Great Reset and The War for the World that scares the New World Order so much. All of it at InfoWarsStore.com, but exclusively at 1776coin.com, you can get the fourth coin. That is the Teddy Roosevelt Man in the Arena coin. This is the last coin, probably for a year or so, from PatriotCollectibles.com and 1776coin.com. I want to thank those of you that got the last three coins that were founding member coins. And everybody that got the founding member coins gets a big discount on this new fourth coin and a lot of other benefits. And I've decided to extend to all the great folks that get the 1776 newest coin, Teddy Roosevelt, some of these new special perks and things that are about to happen. We're about to launch with some great partners, some new media operations. It's going to be big. We're about 6 months behind, but it's about to happen. I meant to launch it early this year, but it's about to happen. You'll be getting something very, very special. I'll just tell you, you're going to be getting a free membership for everybody that was a founding member. So thanks for being a founding member. But 1776coin.com, we're going to go ahead and extend founding member stuff for everybody that gets that coin. But then for this year, that's it for coins, because I think four coins last year is enough. But this Teddy Roosevelt Man in the Arena is very, very special. 1776coin.com. I want to thank Alex Stein for being here today and sitting there while I try to keep us on air. He's knocking it out of the park. He's about to take over right now. And more people, like Alex Stein, who just a year ago got in the fight, are taking the world by storm. And that's what's so exciting and what scares the globalists. They can try to take me out, but they can't take all of us or you out. So back to live broadcasting, and thank you so much for your support.
Wow, very kind words from the godfather of conspiracy, the man, the myth, the legend, Alex Jones. Him just saying that makes me feel so good. And I'll be honest, like sometimes I do feel a little guilt, not white guilt, because I wasn't that great of an athlete. So I wish if I was a really good athlete, maybe I'd have white guilt. But no, on a serious note, though, we only have a short time before we go to the break. But I kind of want to make this point because over the past year, I've been, really it's been very challenging losing the person that I love the most, but I've also been very blessed where I've been thrown into this culture war fight, and I've had some success, and I've had some notoriety, and I've been able to get people's attention, and they've been able to put me on their platforms like what you're seeing here, so I'm so thankful and honored to even have the attention of somebody like Alex Jones, of people, at the Blaze that have offered me, a great job, and just a lot of other people, Glenn Beck, a lot of people have noticed me, and I'm not trying to name drop, but I guess my point being is, why do I feel guilty? Well, I know right now people are struggling tremendously, not just with the inflation, but the fact that we're going through a recession at the same time is what they call stagflation. People cannot even afford to fill up their gas tanks. And the people that are making it are probably in some sort of credit card debt, so it's easy to kind of get distracted by just trying to make it, where you don't even worry about the sudden adult death syndrome. You don't want to worry about the, migrant crisis. You don't want to worry about the destabilization of the American middle class or the idea that, there is no American dream anymore because you can't afford a house because you're just worried about paying your apartment bills and you're just, worried about making it to Wednesday if it's a Tuesday like it is today. So for me, I feel a little guilty because right now I'm having the most success I've ever had when other people are doing bad. And it makes me feel a little rotten that this is the world we live in, that it's unfair and that you were not promised a rose garden. And I think that the sooner that we can realize that it's not fair, then that will give us the strength to overcome the cheating and the lying and all of the scams that the government is doing against us. Once you realize that it's not a fair system and that you have to fight, just like David did Goliath, three smooth stones is all you need. We'll see you on the other side.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Rob tried to manage his constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating day after day. After realizing it was irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C, he found another way and finally said yes to adding Linzess.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Appian Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Longevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Longevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Mission Impossible. Because you know when Primetime 99 gets on the mic, it's impossible. It's like the Impossible Whopper. It's not meat. That's human meat, probably, or glue. Who knows? But I love the Mission Impossible. Tom Cruise, everybody needs to go see the movie American Made about Tom Cruise playing Barry Seal, who flew in drugs during the Iran-Contra from Nicaragua. We would give them guns, they would give us cocaine, and the CIA would distribute this all throughout the United States of America. And you guys can look this up. Look up the Iran-Contra for the people playing at home that aren't familiar with it. And as well as look up Tom Cruise in American Made, the story of Barry Seal and how the CIA literally smuggled in cocaine from South America. And the reason why I bring up the Iran-Contra, you know, this segment... Right now, we have no guests. This is the, you know, we bring you into the fire. This is the Primetime 99 segment. This is the pimp on a blimp, the monologue of all monologues. Because I wanted to come here and I wanted to express myself and I really wanted to pull up this graphic. Because when I was listening to Alex's press conference, one thing that he kept reiterating, which I really have a lot of respect for, is you talking about these WMDs, these weapons of mass destruction that didn't exist, that basically got us in a 20-year war and killed millions upon millions, I think you could argue, of Muslims of all different countries, all because of weapons of mass destruction that didn't exist. And one of the few people that were speaking out against that was a guy named Alex Jones. And the reason why Alex was keen to what is going on, not only did he predict before, you know, saying that Osama bin Laden would be blamed for some sort of false flag attack on 9/11, but what was so insane about the weapons of mass destruction was the coordinated effect of the mainstream media coming together to use trauma-based mind control, similar to what they used during the pandemic to scare you into getting vaccinated or into, you know, sitting in your house and wearing a mask 24/7. It was just so coordinated that you would be considered a crazy person if you said, oh, well, them fellers on the TV, they're lying. You would be considered a crazy person. Now, in this day and age, basically, I think everybody's woken up from the pandemic. We'd almost all agree now that the news is fake. But there was a time when this wasn't the case, and there was very few people, except for Alex Jones, calling out the lies. And now, I wanted to bring up, for me, a little bit about my story and why I am who I am today. I know Alex, you know, said I've been in this fight for the past year, and he's correct in that I've gotten some notoriety in the past year. But I've been doing this a little longer, a little, you know, about 3 years, not that long, not even close to Alex. But how did I become radicalized against the global elitists that are ruining the world? And for me, what was just, you know, glaring was Tower 7 on 9/11. And now I'm finding all this after the fact. Of course, you have guys like Eddie Bravo on Joe Rogan's show, a show that obviously Alex has been on many times, talking about this subject, talking about Tower 7. And I remember just watching these clips. And this is, you know, 2015 was about when I got really awake to it. Because, you know, I'd seen Alex. He's one of the most famous broadcasters to ever exist. And he would go on a lot of mainstream shows. He went on The View. He went on Howard Stern. And I would listen to him and I'd say, oh, man, this makes sense. But I wasn't 100% bought in. I just because I hadn't put in the research, right? You hear this stuff and you almost want the cognitive dissonance part of your brain. You're like, oh, there's no way. There's no way that the government would have a coordinated attack against its own citizens. Why would they do that? It doesn't make sense, because the cognitive dissonance part of your brain is like, oh, well, these people in power have our back. Well, that's not the case. And I think 9/11 was such a glaring example of when you do something, part of the Hegelian dialectic, it's called problem, reaction, solution. The solution was always going to go destabilize the Middle East and the seven biggest threats to Israel and Saudi Arabia. That was always the plan, and that was in what was called the Project for New American Century, who Joe Biden was actually considered one of the authors of. And in this Project for New American Century, we want to go after these Middle Eastern countries. And a lot of times, you know, people looking back, the revisionist history, they say, oh, we were in the Middle East because we wanted their oil and gas. That doesn't even make sense. We got enough oil and gas reserves in Texas and Alaska individually to support the whole entire world, I believe. And, you know, don't quote me on that, but it is somewhere roughly like that, where we could produce, we could definitely be energy independent. We wouldn't even need the Saudi Arabian gas. And then, you know, you'd link it like, you make me think them weapons of mass destruction. And then you also got to think there's this thing called the Baka Bazi, where these wealthy Afghanistan men would often have multiple apprentice type relationship with children, and they would also have sexual relationships with them. And this is common. This is part of their culture. And it would oftentimes be wealthy Afghani men. Well, I don't even know if that's Afghanistan men, Afghanis, whatever you want to call them. I don't want to be insensitive to their culture. But our own government, knew about this. Our own military would walk in and would see child molestation happening, multiple kids victims of this, and they would do nothing. So we're over there with no clear objective, and we're seeing child molestation from people in power, and our government and our military is not doing anything. If there is ever a just reason to go to war, and I'm a conflict interventionist, I hate the idea of getting a gun and shooting another human being, even if we disagree on the most important issue. If there was one reason to go get a knife and say, I'm going to go fight these globals, I'm going to go out, I'm going to get into war, it would be to go take out child predators. But that's not what our government did. That's not what our military did. As a matter of fact, our military let it happen. They basically enabled it. And then you look at 9/11, and you look at why do people in power do false flag attacks. And America wasn't the first person to do a false flag attack. Hitler's famous for doing a false flag attack. A lot of governments over time have done this false flag attack. And I see, for me, it's very touching because it woke me up to the reality that the government does not have our best interest and that the government will lie. And then I see, you know, I come full circle and I see this clip and I send it to the production guys. This is in like Chang'e, China, I believe. And this is a I don't know, it's like a 47-story building or something. It's a really tall building, and this building burnt for hours. You guys will see this. Look at this. Major fire broke out in a high-rise telecom building in the central city of Changsha, China. And you'll see this building burn for hours. It burned for hours and hours and hours. And guess what it didn't do? It didn't collapse into its own footprint. Which makes me wonder, wow, the official story that a 47-story building, Tower 7, which would be, you know, the tallest building in nearly 40 states, it fell down and collapsed into its own footprint from literal office fires. And this is NIST. These are people, you know, the National Institute of Science and Technology. These are top governmental agencies looking to our face, urinating on us, and telling us it's raining. So what I want you to realize, the people playing at home, and I know if you're an info warrior, you know all this. You know that we're living under massive lies and that we're, you know, constantly being bamboozled. But I just want to say that we constantly have to be aware for the next psychological operation. Now, I go back and I was awake to 9/11 before all this pandemic stuff, so that gave me a little bit of an edge. But even with that prior knowledge that I have, I could not have expected the coronavirus to be such an evil, evil thing where we traded even more freedom under the guise of safety, which is what they always want you to do. They want you to trade your freedom for safety. But at the end of the day, you're gonna have neither freedom nor safety. You're not going to have any. And 9/11 was a good example of people doing that, of us giving, you know, the signing away and authorizing the Patriot Act, which gives them warrantless search and seizure of our phone and emails. Created this terrorist in the Middle East that we all had to go after and we all hated, and everybody was so scared that they had these big tubes and everybody said, oh, they're going to shoot a weapon against us. And now they've been able to use that same PSYOP, that same psychological operation, and pivot it to American citizens creating the domestic terrorist, creating a citizen that hates his own country, when in reality, any citizen that was there on January 6th knew that the fraudulent election happened, and they were out there trying to do whatever they could to save a republic, not destroy it. But because the government can lie, because the government can take down three buildings with two planes, because the government can say the sudden adult death syndrome is naturally occurring because of the climate, then you're never going to get a fair shake. And the pandemic was the worst pivot I've ever seen the government take of control, and I don't think that we're ever going to get our freedom back, because everybody, sadly, and I'm not trying to be a negative Nancy, is under so much trauma-based mind control, they're just happy to be able to not have to wear a mask on a plane. While I haven't been wanting to wear a mask this whole time. I haven't wanted to play these reindeer games at all, but now what I see and what I fear is that the pandemic may be over, and you see Joe Biden saying that on 60 Minutes. Well, guess what? The climate lockdowns are going to be even worse. The food shortages are going to be even worse. If you think you've seen bad, well, hold on to your seat. It's only going to get worse. And I'm not saying this meant to scare you like they use trauma-based mind control. I tell you this so that you can prepare, so you do not live in fear, so that the government cannot make you trade all of your freedom under under this fake safety umbrella that's going to give you neither safety nor freedom. All right, guys, we got some great guests after the break. Make sure to support us, InfoWarsStore.com. And do not live in fear, even though we live in a very scary world. We're going to see you on the other side.
My name is Stephen Hewer. In 1976, when I was 15 years of age, I was poisoned from two mercury dental fillings. The mercury came off these fillings in such high amounts that I went from having excellent health to having chronic constipation and candida overgrowth. I could barely eat any food for 4 years, which resulted in adrenal exhaustion by the age of 20. Despite years of diet experimentation, juice fasting, and intestinal cleansing, it was not until I took certain prescription sulfur amino acids that I healed my eliminatory function and eliminated my candida overgrowth. Later, it was not until I began to consume Green Meadow Whey that I eliminated my mercury burden 100%. Had Green Meadow Whey existed in 1976, I could have healed my gut and body decades earlier. Green Meadow Whey supplies a very high concentration of the sulfur amino acids needed to fuel glutathione production. Glutathione removes mercury and virtually all other toxins from the body. Set your body free from the burden of heavy metals and environmental toxins with Green Meadow Whey. To order, go to bestwheyprotein.net. That's bestwheyprotein.net or call 888-988-3325.